The Economist, The AI Revolution is More Hype Than Reality in Global Business Adoption. By Lucas Nolan on July 18, 2024. Despite the excitement surrounding artificial intelligence in tech hubs like San Francisco, the global business landscape shows a stark contrast in AI adoption and impact, according to a report by The Economist. The Economist reports that the buzz surrounding artificial intelligence is palpable in tech-centric cities like San Francisco, where advertisements tout AI's revolutionary potential and casual conversations speculate about the advent of artificial general intelligence, AGI. This enthusiasm is backed by substantial investments from tech giants such as Google, Amazon, Apple, Meta, and Microsoft, not to mention AI upstart OpenAI, who are collectively budgeting an estimated $400 billion this year for AI-related hardware and research and development. However, the reality of AI's impact on the global economy presents a more sobering picture. For AI to truly transform business operations worldwide, companies across various sectors need to integrate the technology, adapt it to their specific needs, and leverage it to boost productivity. While investors have added over $2 trillion to the market value of the five big tech firms in the past year, projecting an additional $300 to $400 billion in annual revenues, the actual results fall far short of these expectations. Even optimistic analysts predict that Microsoft, a leader in AI development, will only generate about $10 billion from generative AI-related sales this year. Beyond the tech-saturated West Coast of the United States, there is little evidence of AI significantly impacting business operations or economic indicators. The rate of AI adoption presents a significant challenge. While some consultancies and tech companies report high usage rates of AI among knowledge workers and businesses, official statistics paint a different picture. The U.S. Census Bureau, which provides some of the most reliable estimates, found that only 5% of businesses have used AI in the past fortnight. Similar low adoption rates are observed in other countries, with Canada reporting 6% of firms using AI to make goods and provide services in the past year. Several factors contribute to this slow adoption. Concerns about data security, algorithmic bias, and AI hallucinations have made many businesses cautious. Some companies are hesitant to invest in AI projects due to the rapid pace of technological development, fearing that their investments may quickly become obsolete. Others struggle with pilotitis, where an abundance of small AI projects makes it difficult to identify the most promising areas for investment. Companies that have integrated AI into their operations typically use it for a narrow range of tasks, such as streamlining customer service or personalizing marketing efforts. However, these applications have yet to demonstrate significant impacts on company performance or market valuations. Goldman Sachs AI Adoption Index, which tracks companies with the largest potential earnings changes from AI adoption, has not outperformed the broader stock market since late 2022, suggesting investors see little prospect of extra profits from AI integration. Moreover, there is little evidence of an AI-driven surge in productivity. Output per employee in the median rich country is not growing, and in the United States, output per hour remains below its pre-2020 trend. This lack of productivity growth is mirrored in global purchasing managers' surveys, which show no signs of a productivity boom. Read more at The Economist here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.